Thank you and may the Lord bless you today. This is your speaker, Billy Joe Gentry, on the Living Word broadcast. Bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with those, our soldiers, wherever they are in the world, and our families, be with the sick and shut in, those who need a lift from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Those helping make this time possible is McQueen Funeral Home, Wheat, Missouri, Foreign Funeral Home, Castle, Charles Leon Goswick, and the Living Word Mission Church right here in Simcoe. All right, we're going to get started, and we hope you enjoy. Here is a new one for us. It's Marvin Morrow from Nashville, Tennessee. So here you are.
Change. lift me up every time I fall. The God that will answer any time I call. He's God. No matter what men think and say, He's God and He will never change. He's still God today. He's God. He's God. He's God. He's God. He's God.
All right, there you have it, Marvin Morrow from down Nashville, Tennessee. Way there. Hope you enjoyed that new recording, and has a lot to say. All right, we're going to move right along, and here's Charlie Pride.
There's a church in the valley by the wildwood. No lovelier place in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the dale. I'll sleep on a clear Sabbath morning to listen to the clear ringing bell. Its tone so sweetly are calling, oh, come to the church in the vale. There close by the church in the valley lies one that I love so well. She sleeps, sweetly sleeps neath the willow. Disturb not her rest in the bay. Joy. let me know that he understands. I call his name. He took my hand. So if you're lost and cannot find your way, he'll guide you to a brighter, better day. He'll give you strength. Yes, I know he can. Just call his name. He'll take your hand. Just call his name. He'll take your hand.
All right, I hope you enjoyed those fine numbers. I want to invite you to our services here at the Living Word Mission Church. We're an old-fashioned church, just country church. Come as you are. Come on and enjoy the services. Sunday school at 10, worship hour at 10:30. And I hope you'll come this weekend. We'd love to see you walk through our door. If you've never been here, just come on. We'll enjoy the good old gospel singing. And you've got fine fellowship. It's just a good time to be together. We're located 2 miles east of Longview. Community of Simcoe is turned north right here in front of the old building. We're down here 145 feet. And a metal building, and we'd enjoy seeing you come through our door. Those helping make this time possible, McQueen Funeral Home, Wheat, Missouri, Foreign Funeral Home, Castleville, Charles Leona Goswick, and also the Living Word Mission Church right here in Simcoe. Here's Charles Goswick.
There's a story in the Bible about the Savior from Galilee, how he walked upon the water, his disciples he came to see. And there was one whose name was Peter, said, Lord, if it's really you, bid me come and I can walk. Yes, I can walk on the water too. Started walking up on the water, to the Savior he would go. When he looked all around him and his tears began to grow, he started sinking down in the water. Lord, save me, was his cry. And the Lord picked him up so that Peter would not die. Where is your faith? Oh, where is your faith? Oh, child of unbelief, tell me where is your faith? Yes, it means so much to me. I'm a man with many failures. Sometimes I'm frail and mighty weak. Sometimes the worries and cares of this world get me down. And I know that it's my fault. No faith in me is found. I think of Peter and what the Savior did for him. How he saved him from the water and to the ship they entered in. And when the storms of life are raging on the sea of distrust and hate, I remember what Jesus said, my child in me, have faith. faith? Oh, where is your faith? Oh, child of unbelief, tell me where is your faith?
All right, Charles Goswick here on the Living Word broadcast. We're going to move right along, and here's Jimmy Simon from Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Vacation in heaven will come very soon. Maybe tomorrow or the next day at noon. The Lord saved my soul the old-fashioned way. Promise me a home in glory someday. Vacation in heaven, I can hardly wait to go. St. John with my friends I missed it long ago. And talk with my Savior who died for me and bought my vacation at Calvary. Many sorrows and trials may come my way. My burden gets heavy both night and day. But I lift my heart up to His throne above and wait for vacation in His home of love. Vacation in heaven, I can hardly wait to go. Join with my friends I knew so long ago and talk with my Savior who died for me and bought my vacation at Calvary. Many friends and loved ones who've gone before rejoicing with the Savior on the beautiful shore. They're watching and waiting to join with me and rejoice together for eternity. Vacation in heaven, I can hardly wait to go and join with my friends I knew so long ago and talk with my Savior who died for me and bought my vacation at Calvary. On the wings of a snow white dove, He sends His pure sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, when troubles surround us and evils come, the body grows weak, Spirit grows numb. When these things He says, He doesn't forget us. He sends us His love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow white dove. He sends His pure sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, he searched for land in various ways. Trouble he had, but wasn't forgotten. He sent him his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow white dove. He sent his pure sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a snow white dove, he sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove.
All right, Jimmy Simon here on the Living Word Broadcast. You're listening to Living Word Broadcast. Billy Joe Gentry. I want to invite you again to our services here at the Living Word Mission Church. Sunday school at 10, worship hour at 10:30. Sunday evening is at 6 o'clock. We have a great time. We're 2 miles east of Longview. Come and be with us right here at the community of Simcoe. Our Bible lesson today takes us to the 5th chapter of the book of Romans. Paul writing to the Romans, and he gives the justification. And there are many today who say, how are we justified? He said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I think today as we look at the cross, we find that God has a great promise for us. The promise of eternal life, the promise of just living a good life here. He says, by Jesus Christ, in whom also we have, he says, here with us, grace within him. So as we look in verse 2, he says, whom also we have access by faith into Christ Jesus. Now, as we see, we have access in faith to him. He said, wherein we stand. And as we stand, he said, rejoice in hope and the glory of God. Now, as we look in the hope and the glory of God, he says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And today I can tell you, my friend, that the love of God will be shed abroad in our hearts. We think of John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If therefore we can place our faith in Jesus Christ, we are justified by our faith. Of course, it's through Jesus Christ. We cannot justify ourselves. We have to be through the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And I'm sure that today we have a lot of tribulations. A lot of them come our way. A lot of them are upsetting. But I want to tell you, with our faith in God and our justification found by him, we can endure those tribulations. We must endure them, for they're going to come our way. Then he goes ahead and he says, also knowing that salvation worketh patience. And then he says, patience worketh experience, and experience hope. Now we come to the greater part, our hope in Jesus Christ. If in this life the Bible says that we had hope only, we'd be of all men most miserable. Certainly we don't want to be miserable in this life, but you know, I don't know what folks do that don't have hope in Jesus Christ. He says, and hope maketh not ashamed. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. You know, we didn't have the strength we have today in Jesus Christ, because it hadn't yet been given. But the grace of God is given through his Son, Jesus Christ. That gives you and I an opportunity to come to him, to have a eternal life. In the 6th chapter in verse 23, it says there, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. The eternal life that we have in him, of course, is through the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, this is God's gift to you and I, and I hope today, as you're listening, that I can encourage you to know Jesus Christ if you don't know him. If you know him, I hope I can encourage you to get up and bid your services today. If you can't go to church, have your devotion. Talk to the Lord. Say, preacher, I'm in a bad situation. A lot of folks are today. I don't care if it's finances or what it is, God will make a way if you just put your faith and trust in him. And so today I ask you, maybe you're having struggling health issues, whatever they are. Let's look at this, and he says, we are justified by faith. We have peace through our Lord Jesus Christ. And today, if there was a time that folks need to find peace, it's now. We don't find peace in money. We don't find peace in the world itself. We find it in Jesus Christ when we open our hearts unto him. Sometimes I think our hearts are closed to him, and if that's the case, my friend, today you need to open your heart to him. In verse 8 it says, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And how wonderful that is. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. We don't want the wrath of God. I'll tell you, that's a bad thing, to have the wrath of God. We want his grace and his blessings. May you find it. Heavenly Father, come in the heart of that man, woman, boy, or girl who needs you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Folks, my mailing address is Billy Joe Gentry, 46 North Thor Road, Thor Road, right here in Rocky Comfort, Missouri, 64861. Write to me. We'll take your prayer request to God in prayer on our prayer line. But from all of us here at the Living Word Mission Church, the Living Word Broadcast, all of our sponsors, Billy Joe Gentry, saying God bless you till next time.